Blog Talk Radio.
What up? You know who it is. It is Elder Andre K. Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And y'all know what it is. It is the first Friday of the month. Y'all know what that means. If it's the first Friday of the month, that means it's time for Men's Day on the Holy Ghost prayer line. And you know we got Sister Denise, amen, proprietor of the Holy Ghost prayer line. But you know we got, amen, the overseer, amen, the holy pastor, pastor of Chad Church Incorporated, located at 2501 Centennial Drive, right here in Arlington, Texas, right around the corner from Six Flags. So if you're coming down here and you want to go on vacation and you want to have some fun, when you leave Six Flags, make sure you stop by the house of the Lord every Sunday morning, amen, at 11 a.m., Pastor Page is giving a dynamic word from the Lord. And every day right here on the Holy Ghost prayer line, you can catch him and Sister Denise and everybody else that's on, praise God, praising the Lord and receiving a word from the Lord. This is every day now, Monday through Friday, on the Holy Ghost prayer line. If you want that Holy Ghost prayer line number, it is 774-220-4000. Once again, it is 74-220-4000. Now, when you call in, you're going to need an access code. That access code is 319-2020. Once again, 319-2020. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect directly into the Holy Ghost prayer line. Let's see what they got going down. Okay. Apparently, we are still waiting for people to come. They still ain't got it going. But we are finna get it going for y'all. Give me a second here to put something on so I can block this up. The music we got. Here, people, don't hang up. Do not change that channel. Do not hang up that phone. We are about.
This call is being recorded.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Everybody say Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's going to say amen. Praise God to the promise of
the Lord. Hallelujah.
He said all of his promises are yes and amen. And so we're just going to say amen to all the promise of God and thank him amen. For this day. Hallelujah. Amen. So Father God, we thank you for this day. Amen, Lord. We don't know what tomorrow holds, Lord, but we're thanking you today. And Lord, you said the day we hear your voice, harden not our hearts. So Lord, we're not hardening our heart. We come today, you open our hearts to you, Lord. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear you speak to us, oh Lord. Lord, may you lead us, may you guide us into all truth and righteousness, Lord. May you lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. But it is you, O Lord, that get all glory and get all praise. And, Lord, we lift our voice up to you, Lord. Heal thou from heaven today, Lord, and let the land be healed, Lord, and let the people be healed, Lord, and let our nation be healed, Lord. We want to thank you for the healing of the nation, for you are our healer, Lord, and you said, by your stripes we are healed. And we thank you for the healing power, Lord, that is in the midst of us, that is among us, Lord. We come to thank you today, Lord, for all that you have done for us, Lord. You brought us out to bring us into a glorious place, Lord. You brought us out of the darkness into the light. Lord, you have saved our life for such a time as this, Lord. You saved us, O Lord, that we might be the one to give you the praise, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and to give you thanks, Lord, for saving our life. We know, Lord, when we woke up this morning, Lord, it was you, Lord, that resurrected us from our sleep and our slumber last night. And so we come to say thank you today, O Lord. Thank you for everybody's on this line, Lord. Lord, may something be said that might uplift you, Lord. May something be said, Lord, that someone might come and say, what must I do to be saved? And, O Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for salvation of your people today. And we give all the honor. We give all the praise to you, Lord. For, Lord, except you save us, Lord, how shall we be saved? Except you turn us, O Lord, how shall we be turned, Lord? And Lord, except you do it, Lord, who else can do it besides you, Lord? You are all powerful. You are all knowing, Lord. And Lord, you know how, Lord, to bring the wicked back unto righteousness, because it is you, Lord, that can change the leprosy spots, O Lord. It is you, Lord, that can make that which is crooked straight. And we want to thank you for being God in heaven. And you got power in heaven and earth. And we give all the praise and all the glory to you for blessing this line and the people on this line today. And we give thanks and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We just say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody give God a hand praise. Give God a hand praise. Amen, and thank you. The way to give thanks, we just give a hand praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say
thank you, hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to have some praise today. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give us that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know everybody might say this is a noisy line, but we're supposed to make a joyful noise.
That's all right.
Make
a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We just come to change the atmosphere with a praise. That's all. Just change the atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to run the devil out. That's how you run the devil out.
Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cast the devil out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Christian.
hurts so bad. Heart so big, I'm living life. Just didn't have the time. You ignored all my tears. You won't let me be. Try to let it show that I care. You just don't want to know. Can you love? Can you love?
Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God today. Amen. We're glad to be here for another day. I was looking at Psalms 107. It says, oh, that men with the Lord for his goodness among the children of men. Amen. Oh, that men would praise God. And this is a day that we come together, that men will give praise to God, will tell the world and everybody what God has done for them. You know, it's good to talk about sometimes when you look back over your life and you can see where God brought you from. It's good to tell somebody about it. It's good to keep in memory, because the places that you've been, other people, it might be where you used to be. And so thank God today that it is God that brought you out. Amen. It is God that saved you. You know, when you think about it, I was telling somebody, well, when you got shot, amen, you didn't die. Amen. And how God brought you through that, and how God brought you through the drug scene, and how God brought you through the, I guess you would call it the sex scenes, and how God had just brought you through, you know. It's good for somebody to praise God, you know, how somebody was near death doors. Hallelujah. There are people that have been near death doors, and then God spoke to them. Amen. God sent an angel to talk to them and say, everything going to be all right. I think about my father right now. He's gone on now, but my father wasn't a man of God. But when he got sick and went to the hospital to get a, what they call it, a quadruplet bypass, I believe that's what it was. And I had never known my father to pray. My father never did talk about God. I mean, you know, I guess the only problem, the big problem he had was a woman problem, and that was sin, though. But, amen, that was his greatest problem. But the day that he was in the hospital, it said an angel of God, the Lord, showed up and told him everything going to be all right. And from that moment on, he felt good. It relieved him. It set him free of his fears. It set him free of his troubles. Amen. And he wasn't worried about it. And my mama said when they came out the operation, the first day when the doctor got through putting him back together and put all the staples in his chest, and he said, well, I'm ready to go home. And the doctor said, well, no, you haven't seen you can't go home right now. We just got you out of surgery. You ready to go home already? And he said, yes, I'm ready to go home because God told me everything was going to be all right. Amen. So it's good when God can come and speak to you. You know, we sing that old song, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. How many of you got that feeling that everything's going to be all right? If he brought me through that, he can bring me through this. So whatever you're going through now, if God brought you through that other thing to get you to where you are now, he can bring you through whatever it is that you're going through now. So everybody give God a praise. To be a little noisy, preacher.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And give God some thanks for what he did for you. Don't be ashamed
thank
of your
Jesus.
Testimony. Amen.
Come
what is called of this gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Name of the gospel.
It is the power unto salvation to everybody that will believe. And anybody that will believe it, there's no reason to be ashamed of it. It's okay to tell about where he brought you from. Praise
tell
God.
It. Hallelujah. Tell it. Hallelujah.
And so today, amen, we realize that and say, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, this talks about, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. In other words, they overcame the devil through their testimony. And we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome our sin because of the blood of the Lamb. We was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Your sins was forgiven because of the blood of the Lamb. When you got baptized and you was washed in water, but the blood was in the water, amen. And the blood cleansed you from all unrighteousness. And so if you've been baptized, you've been cleansed from all unrighteousness. You've been forgiven. Just like everybody knows, your sin has been forgiven thee. And only thing you need to do is accept Jesus. Amen. You need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so it is the blood. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to just accept Jesus, and then your sin will be forgiven you. And so thank God this morning, amen, amen, that this is men day. This is a day for the men to come out and give a testimony of where God brought them from or where God brought them. And so we thank God today. Amen. Come on now, Prevost. Give us that.
Would you tell them that I told you? That I told you? That I told you? told you that I'm too close. Remember this. Remember that I told you this. Don't you know I hurt you? I just can't devil don't like that. Y'all know the devil don't like that. You don't like that. That's why I get joy out of telling you. I just can't. Just can't. Just can't. Y'all understand me, don't you? Y'all understand me. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let him go. Wait, 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 wait. I got to say this. I got to say this. Listen. Listen. Talking about me. Listen. Done come too far to turn. I've been in the stone too long. Talking about myself. I've been talking about too much. Is there anybody here tonight? Is there anybody?
How many know we're too close to turn around?
Amen.
Amen. We're too close now, amen, to turn around. There won't be no turning now. We got too close, amen. Maybe you should have turned way back there a long time ago. But it's too late for the devil now. You tell him, I'm not going to turn around. I'm not going to stop.
Turn around.
I'm going to keep
on
turning
around. Not going back, devil.
I got my mind made up. I got my mind made up. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to Egypt. I'm not going back to
Egypt. No more.
Those watermelons and leaves and garlic, that's not that important anymore. You know, they got out in the wilderness, they wanted to turn around. But now, we're not a people that turn around. We're a people that keep pressing forward. Amen. So thank God that we're pressing on. We're pressing on. We're pressing on. We're too close. Amen. It's too close for the Lord. Too close for God's coming, the coming of the Lord, for us to want to turn back and go back the other direction. So let us move forward. Let us keep moving forward. Regardless to the struggles, regardless to the problems that we're having, we're going to continue to press on. Amen. We're going to serve God. For me and my house, we made our mind up. We're going to serve the Lord. If nobody else served this God, we're going to serve God. So thank God. We'll say, I'm too close. Amen. Think about it. I'm too close. I went through all the detail that I've gone through here on the earth now. I went through all the stuff that I've been through. I'm too close now to turn back. And so let us keep moving forward. Let us keep moving forward. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw the towel in. Because if you go back, you don't have nothing to go back to. Amen. You're going back to the same stuff you came out of. There's no need to go back to that because it wasn't no good then. And it's not any good now. But we can partake of the goodness of God. Amen. This is why they say, when I think of the goodness of God and all that he's done for me. Amen. I got to shout out. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Give God a hand, praise. I know it's a little loud, but that's the way we're going to be. We don't mind being loud.
That's right. Make a loud noise unto the Lord.
Glory, you didn't have no trouble for the world, so let's not have any trouble for God.
Come on, don't get quiet now. Come on, hallelujah.
Do it for God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise. Amen. Brother Prevost, you got a prayer, praise report, amen. Have a song, praise report, whatever you have.
Amen. Have a testimony. Amen, Pastor. Amen. First, I want to give honor to God, all the men and women on the roster today. Amen. And y'all pretty much, I got a lot of testimony, but I like to rerun this one. Y'all know I was, if y'all heard my testimony the past few months, I used to be, I guess what you call a worldly musician. I was a rapper out there trying to make it in Houston. If y'all heard of Slim Thug, Zero, Pow Wow, any of them people, I used to run with them. But for some reason, and I felt like, I'm not going to lie to you, this may be an ego thing, but I felt like I was better than them, and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't getting the contract, why wasn't nobody coming to me with no record deal about it. But it turns out, you know, I was raised, I grew up and forgot where I came from. I was raised in the church, and I backslid, stopped going, and started hanging with the wrong crowd, and started using a talent that God gave me for the wrong thing. And then when you're a child of God, you just can't go out and do what you want to do. He said boundaries around you. And when you think you can do what you want to do, he will snatch you back. Yeah, I'm one of them people that I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but you see everybody else doing something wrong, and they do it multiple times. Nobody say nothing to them. They never get caught. They never get in trouble. But as soon as you go to do something, all of a sudden all the spotlight is on you. And I realize that's because when you want a God's chosen, he watching you. He watching you. And everybody ain't chosen. That's why they say many are called, but few are chosen. And when we are the few that are chosen, we just can't live whatever life we want to live or do whatever we want to do. And I realized that the music I was making, if that music would have gotten out at that time, it would have led the generation now already messed up from the music when I was growing up. So it would have been even worse if God would allow a lot of us who thought we knew what we wanted to do in life and be what we wanted to be in life, if we would have got out there, we are leaders. God made us to be leaders, and we don't know people following us. Glory to God. So God put it in my heart. I remember I was working. I was a manager at a fast food restaurant. And the lady came through the drive-thru. I'm handing out CDs. And she asked me, did I do church rap? Do you do gospel rap? And I laughed at her because at that time, gospel rap was not something that was popular. It wasn't nothing that was popping. And it seemed whack to me. It didn't seem, I didn't like it. And I laughed at her. And she said, I'm going to pray that God put gospel rap in your heart. And I just laughed about it and kept on going. But here I am that was 2006. She told me this in the drive-thru. I don't know this lady, ain't seen her again. But God has put it in my heart to change my entire genre of what I was doing into gospel rap. And I thank God that he did that. And a lot of people say, hey, your rap has touched me. Now I got something I can bump in my car that's not negative. I got something I can listen to that I like to listen to that ain't too old fashioned, that elevates God, that lifts up the name of Jesus. So I thank God for that. And I just want to play this song for y'all. If y'all know, I know y'all know the Williams brothers. The Williams brothers had a song called "I'm Just a Nobody," trying to tell everybody about somebody. But I went and I remade this song. I remade it into a modern rap song. And if y'all got it, I know we a generation. I know when I was coming up, rap was just being made. So the people our age back then wasn't into it. But we grew. I know we grew up on it. People our age, we grew up on rap music, so it's not so taboo no more. But I'm going to go ahead and play this song. It's called "I'm Just a Nobody." It's a remake of the Williams Brothers, and I hope y'all like it. Bless the name of the Lord.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody.
Uh-huh.
Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot, but heaven is paradise. Yeah. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven,
uh-huh.
You can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me. I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got to others, leave nothing to me. Cause I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I put the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line.
Uh-huh.
And I still shine, but now my light's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. Vision, that's a vision,
uh-huh.
And I'm gonna go get them, and I'm gonna live them. Uh-huh, I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is a flood. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know, like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to tell everybody.
Uh-huh.
About somebody.
What?
Who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
a band like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rap the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Nevertheless, and omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, it'll be the God you serve. I'm just trying to tell nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What?
Who can save anybody? Save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Amen, amen. So that's my song. I'm just a nobody. I got more songs on YouTube if y'all want to go to my channel, The Black Prince of Preachers. And I thank y'all for y'all time. And that's my testimony. It's back in your hands, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Well, all right, brother. All right, brother. You know, when you become the light of the world, all the attention is focused on you. And when God has his call on your life, you can try to fit in, but you can't fit in because that's not that wasn't what God wanted you to do. Proverbs 16:9 said, a man's heart plans his course, but it is God that directs his steps. A man's heart planned his course, but the Lord determined his plans, or he works his plans. Amen. And so God is the one that directs you, you know. We have what we want to do in our heart, but it is God that directs us. So all man's direction comes from God. So thank God, amen, that you didn't become a rapper back in that time. I've been looking here every week. There's a rapper died, there's a rapper getting killed. Every week. It's not a week that go by. Sometimes it's three and four of them getting shot down by each other. Beeping over the blood. And that could have been you in that. And so thank God that you didn't go that direction. See, God ordered your steps. He planned your way. Because if you had went the way that you wanted to go, you might be in the grave today. And so, you know, you might not think about it that way, but that's a praise to God right there. Because, you know, if you had went the way that some of the other guys, I can't think of all the different names of the different ones that's been out there. But they are dead. They dying every day. And so thank God that you didn't go that direction. You would have died and went to hell like some of them that never turned to God. And I know everybody say, well, how do you know they wasn't saved? Well, Jesus said you'll know by their action. You know what's coming out of their mouth. If they're rapping stuff that is not giving God glory and things coming out and they're putting each other down, they're cursing each other, they're killing each other. That's not the fruit of God. They're not giving the fruit of God. So Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. And so praise God. That's how we know, because of their fruit. And they were dissing God, dissing women, talking down, talking up women's clothes, doing all kind of things they was doing. And so if that's the fruit of God, if they're going to make it, well, amen. Everybody might just, may as well just get together and go have a party. So praise God. Just thank God for that, for you, Minister Prevost. We appreciate it. Amen. Your song. And appreciate your testimony. Amen. Praise God.
I guess that we're going to have Brother Norman. He's got to come on and give his testimony.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for being here, Pastor. I thank God for all of the brothers and sisters on the line. You know, I hadn't been on here in a while. You know, life is full of trials and tribulations along this journey. You know, before I got saved, you know, I tried to figure out and wrestle with the trials and tribulations and find answers to all of those things all by myself. You know, and as you can imagine, I made a mess of it most of the time. You know, I was one of those guys, you know, I was growing up in Florida, you know, I was doing a little bit of everything that I was big enough to do. You know, I was selling drugs, I was running around with guns on me, guns in the car. You know, I was dealing with all manner of women. You know, I had 10, 20 key rings, the different keys, the different apartments and houses belonging to women on my key ring. You know, I never gave thought to, you know, how my actions affected the people that I loved and cared about. You know, when you get into a mess and you find yourself out of the mess, you know, I never gave thought to just, you know, giving God that praise and giving God that glory. You know, I didn't see that as mercy or grace. You know, I saw that as me being slick and having to out-hustle, you know, whatever the situation was. You know, but as I load up and got wiser, you know, and God began to reach in and pull me closer to him and, you know, shed more knowledge and wisdom into my life. You know, I come to realize that, you know, there are so many things, you know, in life that we just have to take the time and be grateful for, you know, and just be thankful for. You know, everybody wants to jump up and clap their hands and shout their feet, you know, when God is doing big things. I realize, you know, we have to give him credit for the little thing. You know, when I wake up now and I open my eyes after everything that I've been through, having been paralyzed from the neck down and told that I'd never walk again, you know, when I open my eyes and I move, you know, I want to just jump up and just shout and clap and joy. You know, like my mother said, you know, that's a miracle. You know, a lot of people call it a blessing. She called it a miracle. Because every day that we wake up, baby, that's a miracle. It's not just a blessing, it's a miracle. Because you didn't wake yourself up. You didn't see anybody touch you and breathe no life into you, but God did. You know, and I hope that, you know, the brothers on the line, you know, I pray that they're all blessed. You know, I pray that they learn and realize that, you know, as men, you know, it's hard being a man in the world. You know, when I was growing up before I got into God, you know, I just, you know, everything was about me. You know, what I was trying to do and what my agenda was. You know, but as you get God into your life, you realize that as a man, there's great responsibility just being a man. You know, you have women in your lives, you have kids in your life, you have family in your life. You know, when I got into God, it gave me a sense of responsibility that I didn't have before. You know, and all of those things that happen in my life now, big or small, you know, just being able to see somebody laugh or smile, regardless of what I'm going through, I count that as a blessing now. Do I count that as joy? Do I count that as grace, as a sense of mercy? You know, because when you're walking around people, you're living around people, and everybody's down, and their spirit is down, and their mood is down, it drags you down. You know, and I thank God for just knowing just how good he is and how good he has been and can be. You know, and at this point in my life, you know, I desire to not only just thank God for the things that he does, but, you know, just show him that I love him for the things that he does. You know, once you've had a chance to feel the mercy and grace of God, you know, it's something that you desire all the time. You know, that I was trying to think of what the song was going to be that I was going to sing, you know, and God put it on my heart that that's what it is, you know, mercy, grace, and love, peace, comfort, and kindness, you know, it's just a helping hand, just a touch, all of those things. You know, if I can just get a touch of all of those things, if I could just get God to just open up the floodgates of heaven, and just let it all just pour down upon my soul. That would be my desire. So that's the song that I'm going to try and say. And ask God to open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. And if there's something in heaven that you find yourself in need of, would it be mercy? Would it be love, peace, and joy? Would it just be hope? Would it be trust? Would it just be the need to just smile? Whatever it is, as I sing this song, open up your heart to God. Tell him to rain it down on you. Open the floodgates so heaven and let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Rain your mercy. And rain down your peace, Lord. Just let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Yes, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Rain down, oh Lord, and rain down your grace, Lord. Please let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Lord, let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Rain down, smile, Lord, and laughter for the soul, Lord. Oh, let it rain. Lord, let it rain.
Lord,
your forgiveness, That's my testimony and my prayer for everyone on the line, that whatever it is that you're standing in the need of, that God rain it out upon your life in abundance, until the smiles in your face lights the world around you. I pray that God forever keep and hold and cherish each and every one of you on the line for as long as we all shall live. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I continue to move towards the grace of God. And may I never ever turn back in this journey. I love you and I love you all with the love of God. God forever be with you.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Brother Norman, amen. Let it rain. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. You know, the Lord did say in the last days he was going to pour out his spirit. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, your sons and daughters. Amen. Old men are going to see vision. Young men are going to see dreams. And except for this handmaiden, he's going to pour out his spirit in that day. And so thank God for the outpour of the spirit. We need a rain. I tell you, we need a revival in the land. Amen. We need a revival in the land. And we need to start praying for a revival. And God wants men, men. Men has always been the leaders. Amen. When you think about the leadership, men were supposed to lead the way. The man was supposed to lead the way. God started off with a man in the beginning in the garden. He started out with Adam. Then came the woman. But God started with the man. And so whatever is going to take place in the earth today, it's going to take place with the men. Men got to get together. Amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. I think at Jeremiah 5:5, it says, God said, I'm going to go out there and look at it. I'm going to find me some good men. Amen. Great men. I'm going to find all type of men. I'm looking for a man, amen, looking for some men, amen, to do the work of God. So we need some men to open up their mouth and give some praise to God. God waiting on the men. You know, when the men, when we men start doing our part, then everybody else, the children and the wife and everybody else gonna start doing their part. But God needs some men. God needs some men that will be willing to open up their mouth and give some praise and give thanks to God and lead the way. You know, men should be leading the way in the praise to God, not women all the time. And men got to lead the praise to God. Men got to open up their mouth. And we can't keep silent because that's who the devil wants to silence. The devil wants to silence the man. And you might not wonder what's going on today, that it has always been against the men. Amen. And the thing that someone chose, you know, when Jesus came himself, he chose 12 men. Amen. He chose 12 men to go before him. And so he was looking for leadership of the men. Amen. I believe it says in Exodus 18:21-25, that God told Moses, amen, to go out and choose able men out of Israel to make them head over the people. He chose men, but men, we're taking the back seat to everything. We got to stop taking the back seat. God never intended for us to be the tail. God always intended for the man to be the head.
Amen.
Amen. Always intended for man to be the head of all things. Even when it came time for salvation, God sent a man. God sent a man. God sent Jesus Christ. He sent a man to be the example of his praise, to be the example of his glory. God always sent a man, amen, to be in leadership, man to lead the way, the man to show, it took a man to show us how to live for God. It took a man, Christ Jesus, to show us how to please God. It took a man, Christ Jesus, to show us how to overcome sin. It took a man, amen, it was a man that did it. And so God was looking for the men.
to stand up and take their place, not take the back seat, but get back on the front seat, amen. You know, it used to be you went to the church, they had the amen corner over there. I don't know if y'all remember that back in the day. They had the amen corner over there. You know, the deacon sat on that row over there, and there was the men sitting over there having the front row,
mm-hmm.
amen. But now, you know, I don't know what happened to men. You might not see but one man sitting over there now because the men is out in the street. They've gone away from God. Amen. They turned their back on God. They've gone out and trying to find their own way. Come on, men. We got to turn around and get back in our place. We ought to have the front row. The front row of the church ought to be filled with the men.
Amen.
Saying that hey, man, we are in authority. Amen. We're here. We're standing up. We're taking our place.
Then,
what we always say, if the man get in line, we say what the woman will follow.
The whole community.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Ain't no need for them following you and you ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Say that. Amen.
Come on now. I'm trying to say for the men now. I'm trying to get us back on the table. Because you see, when you look at the book of Exodus, 1:15, it talks about when Pharaoh, he went out, he said, kill the men children.
Mm-hmm.
He said, kill the men children because, you know, they're stronger than we are. They're stronger and mightier than we are. And because they look at the men to be more stronger than they are, they were afraid of the men. They wasn't afraid of the women. They was afraid of the men. And what's happening now, the reason they're trying to kill the men, because that's the devil's purpose, to get the man out the way, to get the man out the house, to get the man out the house. They know a curse is going to come on the family if the man is not in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The devil knows that, right? And the devil's filling the minds of the people. They're telling them, well, we don't need no man. We don't need no man. We don't need no man. Amen. We can do everything. We can do everything they can do. We don't need no man. I can do this all by myself. God didn't intend for you to be by yourself. God never sent you out. God never sent you out to war. God never sent you out. Whenever someone went to war, it was the men that went to war. But all of a sudden today, in today's life, the women want to go to battle.
They want to be out there
on the front line getting killed. They left the children at home. Nobody taking care of the children. They left the kids with the mom. They won't raise them themselves because they want to be like a man.
Lord Jesus.
I know we need the men back in their place. It's
the men
that do the battle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the men. When God Moses asked God to choose somebody, amen. He said, choose a man. He said, choose a man over the congregation.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's Numbers 27:16 if you want to look at it. Amen. He said, choose a man over the congregation. He didn't set the woman over the congregation. He didn't set the woman to be the head of something. He set the man. And so, men, where are you today? Are you going to stand up? Stand up and declare that God has made you the head and not the tail. They won't say anything. They won't let the truth of God come out of their mouth. God said, open your mouth, man, and give me some praise.
That's right. Let them praise.
Hallelujah. If you leave the house and praise, they will follow you. They will follow you. I think it was Cornelius. When Cornelius was a man that was seeking God and he sought God, and even though he wasn't saved at the time, he was seeking God. But because he sought God and gave much alms, amen, God sent a messenger to him to tell him what to do in order to get saved. And they said when Cornelius got saved, his whole household got saved.
Hallelujah.
Men can cause his whole house.
Right.
The man can cause his whole household to get saved because his family will follow him. His family will follow him. He will lead them in the way. We need some men. We need some men that's going to praise God. We need men to be the head of the congregation. And if we're going to lead in some praise, somebody said there's nothing like a man praising God.
Amen. Oh, was praising
the Lord. There's nothing like a man. When you hear a man, and nothing like hearing a man pray. Nothing like hearing a man that God.
Crying to the Lord.
Amen.
Crying.
When they see a man crying, they see a man shedding tears. You know, sometimes people like to tell you, well, you know, men shouldn't cry. Men shouldn't cry. There's nothing wrong with weeping before the Lord. David wept before the Lord.
Come on.
He was a mighty man of valor. And he didn't mind giving praise.
Hallelujah. David praised the Lord. Hallelujah.
Who's going to be next? Who's going to be next? Come on, we want to hear the men. Come on, man. Stand up. Brother Tobias, is he on today?
No, Brother Tobias is not on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Who's next? Someone else. Who's going to be next? Amen. Is there any more men on that they
Raven,
cut out over
Raven.
Brother Raven.
Yeah,
come on, Brother Raven. Hello, Brother Raven.
Well, God bless y'all, brothers and sisters. All praises be to the Most High. Bishop, I ain't going to lie. I ain't been on here for a minute, but as soon as the hearing your voice and you got me riled up and stirred up all over again. I remember the first time I heard you like the beginning of this year, man. That got me stirred up enough to where I had to come see you, man. And it never seems to amaze me. Every time I hear that voice, man, and I see the passion and I see the energy behind it, and I see also the spirit, too. I understand that you see that what's going on in the world today is going to be a detrimental for the things to come, especially if the men don't rise up and take back their rightful place that the systematic system has did a very good job at dismantling us and keeping us in the jails and keeping us effeminate and, you know what I'm saying, keeping us out of the way of taking our role that God had called us to be. And I see that you understand and you know the tricks and whims of the enemy, and you understand that this is a very, very serious subject that needs to be addressed that we ain't hearing in your popular pulpits all around America. And it never seems to amaze me, Bishop, man. Every time I hear that voice, man, I see you getting riled up. I call it tuning up. Whenever time you start tuning up, man, you get my juices flowing. I ain't going to lie, man. All right, man. So God bless you, brother. Brothers and sisters, a lot of things have been a lot of things been happening in my life very drastically, and it's moving very fast. Just this time last year, I just came back from the Man of Valor. I was beaten down and downtrodden and all that type of stuff, and within less than a whole year later, I flew back and forth to see Bishop twice already. I done flew to Jacksonville, Florida, recorded a music video. I'm getting married, and you know what I'm saying? My life has took a turn for the best. I got custody of my son, and you know what I'm saying? I just be sitting back at all. I promise you, I'd be looking like I'm holding it together, but as soon as I get along with God, I'd be wanting to fall out and just scream out, I never would have made it. Things has been going in a direction that I never could have imagined. And just even last night, my boss, my lawyer, he called me and said that he needed to talk to me about some things. Now, keep this in mind. I've been knowing this man since I was 17 years old, since I caught my first case. And I even was working with him prior to me going to the Man of Valor when I actually told him that I was leaving and going. He wasn't very happy about that. But once he seen that I was going in the right direction, he was very proud of me. But he called me last night, and he sent a text to me saying that he needed to talk to me about he needs some pastoral advice. And now, as soon as he said that, I knew it was serious because he knows the path that I'm on and everything like that. But I know him. And keep in mind, my lawyer, he's an Italian guy. You know what I'm saying? He was an ex-Marine. You know what I'm saying? He used to sell drugs and marijuana. He caught a murder case for somebody trying to rob him. He went to jail, came out, and became a lawyer after that. You know what I'm saying? So this guy is really hardcore. He's not no soft guy. Now, I hired him back when I was 17 when I caught my first case. And I've been knowing him ever since. And I was working for him last 2001. I started working, not 2001, but 2021, I started working for him. Then I went to the Man of Valor, so I left and everything like that. So he called me last night and was saying that he needed some advice. And I was like, well, I was on Bible study. And I said, I'm going to give you a call after this. He said, no, I need to talk to you in person. I said, oh, I knew this was serious. So after my Bible study, I called him. I said, hey, where you at? He said he's at the boxing gym, because he's co-owner with at a boxing gym out here in Sacramento. And I said, okay, I'm on my way. So me and my wife, we went drove over there, and then I got over there, and he was on his way out. And he see me, he just got excited. He was like, there he goes. And, you know, he came up to me, I hugged him and everything. And as we sitting outside, he told me the situation. It was a very, very serious situation that he got himself in because of his temper. Now, as he's telling me the story, and I'm just like, oh, my God, boss, I can't believe you did this. And he really got himself in a big jam, and it's really jeopardizing his reputation after 40 years of him being a pillar to the community. You know what I'm saying? What he did was very, very out of pocket. And as he's telling me the story, he starts crying. And I've been knowing this man since I was 17 years old. I ain't never seen this man cry. He always been tough as nails. And as he started crying, I grabbed him and just started hugging him. And he was like, I don't know where to go, so I had nobody else to call, so I called you. And instantly I said, come on, let us pray, man. So me and my wife and him, we outside, and the manager, it's like 8 o'clock at night, people all in the gym, they looking at us. We all grabbed hands, and we started praying, and I was just started thanking God that I'm in a situation, in a position that I was the only one he can call. Now, keep in mind, this brother knows thousands of people. He knows a lot of big people in high places, but he decided to call me. And I felt that that was a God sent and a God ordained thing, because now I'm in a situation to where after all the help that he didn't do for me, I'm in the position to pay it back in a spiritual way that I know he needed it the most. And I'm talking about this brother was he was crying, and he's about like 60 years old. Now he looked like a little boy when I seen him cry. And like I said, this dude is tough as nails. I ain't never seen him cry like that. So I knew that he was in a good place. So my prayer went a little bit like this. I just started thanking God. I said, Father, thank you. Thank you for this moment right here. Thank you for this place of brokenness that my boss is in right now. This brother has been a pillar to the community. I done worked for him. I know there's not a racist bone in his body. I understand that his temper and his mouth has put him in situations that now that you got his attention, Father, come into his life right now. Reveal yourself to him in a mighty way that you ain't never revealed yourself to him before. And I just started going in, and as I'm going in, I'm seeing he started breaking down even more. He started crying and crying. I was just thanking God that I'm in a situation and I'm in a place, because 3 years ago I almost wasn't going to be here. And then I started realizing that everything I've done up until this point, after I got baptized back at Acts in 2020, it was all for a time like this. But the fact that he called me, brothers and sisters, that meant so much to me. And I knew that was God's sense, because I remember when I was working for him, he told me the story about what happened to his brother. His brother had committed suicide because of some very harsh things and he wrote a note and said that my boss was basically the reason, because his brother was kind of a little mentally slow, but he was kind of taking advantage of their mother. And my boss was saying that, no, you can't take over, because his mother was about to pass. And his brother was trying to get in on something, and my boss was telling his mom to make him the beneficiary, because he was going to take care of it properly, as he should, because he was the lawyer at the time, and his brother he didn't like that. So my boss said a lot of mean, kind of hurtful things to him, and to where his brother actually ordered a side-eye pill off the line and wrote a really long note talking about my boss and type of stuff. And I'm sorry about that. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. I'm sorry. But yeah, my his brother wrote a note saying that, oh yeah, you used to call me a dumb A all the time. I guess I'm not too dumb, because I ordered me a cyanide pill offline, and he took the pill and killed himself, and that crushed my boss. I remember when I was working for him, he told me this story, and as he's telling me, he was like, and you know what? My God's gonna have to forgive him, because if he don't, I don't want to serve a God or be in heaven with eternity with a God like that. As soon as he told me that story, y'all, I started praying instantly. And I said, God, please create an opportunity where I could pray for him to try to get this hurt and this pain out of his life. And I said, and I prayed that prayer when I was working for him about a year and a half ago. And last night, that prayer came into fruition. Even as I'm talking to y'all right now, he just texted me right now. I got to read it afterwards. But I know now that everything that I've been through, it wasn't just for a victory for me to experience, but it was actually to put and help other people in their time of need. God has been using me in a mighty strong way, and I just sit back at awe at the short amount of time that he's actually, in the great work that he's done in my life. I'm talking about, y'all, just 3 years ago, I was coming out of a mental institute, so I was trying to kill myself. And within this 3 years' time, I've traveled to see Bishop doing interviews, got him online. I got a YouTube page that's going Yankee right now. I just put out this music video called Prayer Closet. I started my own ministry online called The Prayer Closet. I go live every Mondays and Wednesdays, and I'm getting married. I got custody of my son, and it's amazing the short amount of time and the things that God has done with Olympic speed. All I had to do was just surrender my life fully to him and knock the foolishness off. But brothers and sisters, I got to get back to work. Bishop, I love you. I'm going to call you when I get off. Sisters, Denise, I love you too, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I let you know God can do wonders, amen, that God can do things that we can't do. We just got to be willing to yield ourselves. And when we yield ourselves to God, God will do wonders in your life. You know, like he said, he was at near mental breakdown, jail and loss of son and loss of everything almost. But God turned things around. God will turn things around, amen. We just have to believe God. God will turn things around for you if you would just believe. You would just commit yourself to God. God, amen, will turn your life around today. You know, we don't have to be here a long time in order for God to do something. You know, God said, I'm going to do a quick work. Amen. Did a quick work in his life. Amen. And I know everything is not in perfection right now, but we're working toward perfection. And no matter who you are and what you are now, even Apostle Paul said, I'm not perfected yet, but I'm pressing toward tomorrow of the high calling. So even Apostle Paul and all that he taught and all that he wrote and all that he said, he still hadn't reached perfection, but he was on his way. And so thank God that we are all on our way. We haven't made it yet, but we're still striving. So that's all God wants us to keep moving forward, not go back. Keep moving forward until you reach the mark. Amen. Of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Come on, how many want the high calling? Amen. Praise God. And we don't have to wait. You know, most of us, we want to wait until that day. We want to wait till that time. You know, well, when I die. You know, when I die. What he said, we don't want it in death. We will also want it in life. Praise God. In death, it's going to take care of itself. But life, we got to deal with it. Amen. We got to deal with it in this life. Amen. We got to work out our own salvation. Amen. Praise God with fear and trembling. We got to serve God with gladness of heart. We have to serve God with gladness of mind. So what we do here, amen, it's going to be the benefits of what we get there. So let's do it now. Let's not keep waiting. Men, come on up. Come on up, men. Get on high. Amen. Numbers 11 and 16. I'm going to read it. Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them into the tabernacle of the congregation, that we might stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee. And I will take the spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burdens of the people with thee, that thou bearest not thyself alone. Amen. And so you can see that God chose men. You know, we need men in the church to stand with the pastor, amen, to stand with the bishop, to stand with the preacher. We need men. We need good men to stand with them, to help bear the burden. Amen. And so the burden was supposed to be put on the women for everything. He said the burden was going to be put on the men. The men supposed to be standing there holding Moses' hand. Amen. When Moses is fighting the battle, he needs some men back in him. Amen. Not the women standing behind him, but the men supposed to be standing behind the pastor and holding his hand up. Amen. And as long as they steadied Moses' hand, and Moses' hand was raised, amen, amen, they was winning the battle. But when his hand came down, they started losing. And so God needs some men to stand up and hold up the bishop's hand, to hold up the pastor's hand, or whoever your leader is. Then we need some men standing behind him. I know the women, they're going to work now. They're going to work. They're going to do something. but God is still looking for the men. And you can see, even today, who are they killing? They want to kill the men. They're killing the men. They are afraid. You know, not trying to be prejudiced or anything, amen. But you can see, who is it that they're after, amen? Look at all, who are they putting in prison? They're getting the men out the way, ladies, amen. They're getting the men out the way. Because they know, amen, if there's no authority in your house, amen, then your son and your daughter, they're not going to yield to the woman because they don't see the woman as the authority figure. They see you as their mother, but they don't see you as the authority. And I know some of you beat the daylights out of them, straighten them up, amen, but they still didn't have that authority figure in their life. Men need to get back in there, need to go back home. Go back home to you. If you left your wife, you need to go back to your wife. Amen. You need to go back. If you don't do it for nobody else, you do it for whatever you do. Do it for the Lord. Do it for the Lord. Amen. Now, not just be so selfish about yourself. Go back home and take care of your children. Go back home and get your, if you're not married, haven't married again, go back and get your wife and take care of your children. Amen. Go back home. They need you. They need you in the house. If nothing else but be, nothing else, just being there, amen. If you're just there, you'll be an authority figure there. And so we need to get back in our place. I just wish that men would praise the Lord, amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord, amen. Do we have any men that will praise God? Where's Brother James at today?
I know. He's not on yet.
Well, he said he was coming home. I'm going to call
you
him
sure
when
did?
I get up. I'm going to call him. Amen. As soon as I get off the line, he said he was going to be on today. He's going to give his testimony of the things that he's been through. And when he started telling me all the things that he's been through,
ooh,
I said, man, you don't want to tell that? You don't want to lift up God to let everybody know how God brought you through all that stuff?
Well,
why don't you tell somebody about it? Amen. Praise God. Well, where's Brother Greg? Is he on?
Not yet.
Ah, praise God. See, where's my men? The women show up.
We got, all the women. Women here.
Yeah, all the women here. But where are the men? Where are the men? You see what I'm saying? Where are the men?
Perfect example.
I need 70 men. I need 70 men to stand with me today. And when I had 314 Brother Ray on today, 916 number?
Not yet.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Brother Ray's not on. How about Brother Smothers?
Not yet.
Brother Bryant?
Tobias, no.
You
they all
see
got
what
their message. You know, about 70 messages, all men. They got their message.
And you see what I mean? 70, you got 70 messages out, and you got four men out of 70 that showed up. Amen. Who's going to stand with me? Where are the men that are going to stand? Do I have any men that's going to stand with me in this hour? I need some men to say something. Who are the men that's going to stand up for the Lord? Who's the men that's going to declare the goodness of God? Who are the men? We need men. Where are the men?
Right. Mother Bernadine, where your husband? Sister Virginia, where your husband's at?
Man, good morning. Good morning, everyone. He said he don't want to tell his past. he like the rest of the men.
Hey, man, you need to tell him. He needs to speak up. He's got to stop being silent. Amen. That's what the devil wanted to silence the men. Amen. That's what it's been about.
Mm-hmm. Devil loved that.
Silence the men because he knows. That's the one that's going to give him the trouble, amen. That's why in Revelation chapter 12 and 5, it talked about when that man child was born, immediately the devil came down to try to kill him. He wanted to destroy the man-child. Revelation chapter 5. He started persecuting the woman that bore the man-child. And we can see that all the way through the Bible. When Jesus was born, what did Herod do? He wanted to kill that man-child. He wanted to kill the King of Glory, amen. He wanted to kill that because he knew that a king was coming, and the king was going to be a man. It wasn't going to be a woman. The persecution did go out against them, but it went out against the man-child. Yeah, the devil rose up right away, and God had to hide her in the wilderness, which is the church. Represents the church. He had to hide her for a time and a time, amen. And so we need men to get back. The devil is trying to stop you, to silence you. As the brother said, he's trying to feminize the men and masculinize the women. And we got to be careful that we don't fall into that trap, amen. That's a trap. Because if I can get the men feminine, amen, we can overcome them and dominate them. Hallelujah. And so that is what the devil is doing in this hour. Amen. He's trying to get rid of the men, because who else can fight against them? Who else can dominate them? Who else can take over? And so they want to get rid of your men. Come on, man. Is there another man on the line today? Amen.
Nah, yeah, they got off. Few of them got off.
Oh, some of them got off. We took too long today. Amen. And so I was just sitting there thinking, amen, about the men, amen. You know, one of the things, you know, we come here, the reason we're here today, to hear a testimony of somebody, because someone else may have gone through the same situation. And if you've been through the same situation, they told you where God has brought you from, where God brought them from. And Brother Norman was talking about he was paralyzed. And the doctor said that he wasn't going to walk no more. Although he walked with a cane, amen, but he's walking, amen. Praise God.
Right.
He did something that the doctor said that And then when I think about the brother, you know, even though he got one of his legs amputated, but God's still going to fix it where he can move and get about.
Oh, yeah. Getting around. That's right.
And so you're just going to praise God for that, amen, because it could have went the other way, amen.
Thanks for God.
In everything. We got to praise God in everything. We have to lift God up in everything.
And as you
praise him in everything, God will bring you out of everything. So God will bring you out. God would uplift you. God would strengthen you. Amen. God will deliver you. Amen. God delivered me from the alcohol. Amen. Praise God. I was a drinker. Amen. I didn't drink nothing but beer, mostly beer, but, you know, I had a beer.
That's it.
Had a beer belly and all that stuff. There. You know what I mean. You know, I drank my beer all the time, but God brought me out. Just sitting there reading the Word. I read the Word. And it was the Word that had the power in it to deliver me from my alcohol. It was the Word. It was just the Word. That's all it took. It was just the Word will change your life. Amen. The Word brought me to a place to say that I don't need this anymore. Amen. Because, you see, I was depending on it and I thought that I needed it. But it was the Word that changed my mind to let me know, you don't need this. You don't need to do this no more. Why are you doing it? Amen. And then I pushed it to the side in 1981. And I haven't had another beer since 1981. Amen. It took away my desire. I didn't have to fight. I didn't have to fight in order to overcome it. But God, the Word of God gave me the power to overcome it. You see, it was the only thing that helped me overcome it. What helped me to overcome it was that it was the Word that changed my mind. Amen. You see, that's what the Word is doing. The Word regulates your mind. It regulates your heart. And it lets, and then it gives you the power to overcome those things that's coming against you. I think this is why David would say, of the Word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against you. In other words, I won't do these things. And this is why it takes the word of God in your heart, amen. And the word will convince. In other words, the word will convince you that what you're doing, you don't really need to do that. Because in your own thinking, you're thinking that it's something that you need to do or something that you have to do because you don't feel good not doing it. You don't feel like, because if you're not doing it, then you don't feel like you're part of something. In other words, you don't feel like you're part of the world unless you're doing things of the world. Because the world, amen, because when you're of the world, you have to do the things of the world in order to fit in. You're trying to fit in with the world, amen. And then you do those things in order to fit in. Sometimes it's not even a desire that you want to. That you want to do it. You're just doing it because you want to fit in. And I thought about a lot of those different things that we do, that we don't need to do, but we do it in order to fit in. So even I go back there. Is another man came on yet?
I was getting ready to say, Bishop, you got to cut in because they'll get off. We have your nephew on the line.
Amen. Praise God. Anything you like to say today, Vince? Has God brought you through something or out of something? Did he get you to overcome something that you were going through and God made a way for you to get out of it? Would you like to testify how God brought you through that?
Well, no, my praise. I'm just listening today. I'm just listening to your word today. I mean, I can go on and on about, you know, what God's done for me and my family. So,
well, we want to hear about it because somebody want to hear about it.
I'm just grateful for his word, man. I'm just grateful for his word, for his love, and for his patience with me. Because Lord knows, I pray for forgiveness for the same thing over and over and over again. It's always the same couple of things, you know, what is this or what is that. And sometimes I want to give up sometimes, but I know I can't give up because God doesn't want that. So this makes me stronger, man. This makes me stronger just hearing his word. Just getting his guidance, because I know at the end of the day that he loves me, cares for me. So I'm just thinking for his love. I'm thinking for his love and his guidance, for his patience with me. And I appreciate you and what you do and your patience. And I thank God for you every day, man. So it's not everybody can do what you do. You know, just thank God for you. And I know he's leading you. Got his sheep. Got his pasture. So I'm just patient with it, man. I thank God that we made it through the storm. And I pray for the people who didn't make it through. And for the people who going through it that got hit worse than us. You know, we see it every day here. There's people down there that's been hit so hard, man, that you can't, it's like a war zone down there, man. So I thank God for sparing us, you know, with our lives and what all the blessings that we take for granted sometimes, man. You know, sometimes you take for granted, you know, a roof over your head, a job, food on, you know, food in your mouth, food in your belly. And sometimes, you know, just take a step back, man, and look, you know. It's, everything's not not promised to you. Tomorrow's not promised to you. So I'm just grateful for God's kindness, again, God's love. And I just hope I can live up to what he wants me to be.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Brother Ward. Amen. Thank God for that that testimony that it was down in the hurricane that came through. Amen. And I think his job got hit. His job got hit. The roof came off the building, and that when you sit back, even going through the tornado, a hurricane, you sit back and look at what happened to all the other people down there, lost their houses, lost everything they had. They were
lost lives too. Yeah,
the lives that was lost, and to think a good thing about it, you're still here. You're still here. And if nothing else, we just thank God. Well, Lord, I'm still here. The wind came through. It blew. It didn't touch us. That could happen to us. Only thing we lost was maybe the cable went off, but the lights were still on your side, and it was dark on the other side, and it was light on your side. Whoa, man. Isn't that just a testimony right there that God said, well, I can cause the light to shine on one side and cause it to be dark on the other side. I can cause it to rain in one place and not rain in another. But when you need to rain, if it's raining in your place, that means God chose you to be blessed over the one that didn't get the rain. So thank God. See, that's how we thank God for the little thing. Amen. And then God said, if you praise me for the little things that I've done, amen, I'll make you rulers of much. Amen. I'll make you rulers of much. And so let us give praise even for the small thing that someone else may not have thought very much about it, but it was something big to you because you realized it. Oh, man. I see what happened across the street, and that didn't happen to me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Someone got shot down the street, but my house didn't get shot up. Thank you, Jesus. Those are the kind of things, little things. We call those little small things. Thank you, Lord, that somebody else didn't have food, but I got food on my table. There's somebody sleeping on the street, Lord, but you gave me a place to stay. Those are the things, little things like that. It's a praise.
Hallelujah.
Little things, small things. That's a praise. Because if you look at somebody else's life and then look at your, then you can say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on, everybody give a God a hand for it. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at I was raised in a two-room shack. That's what it was, a shack. No walls, nothing had the outside, no walls on the inside, just two rooms. Amen. Two beds in the house. Amen. Amen. Mom and dad on one side and another bed on the other side. Amen. That's a little boy. Come out of the shack. Come out of the cotton fields. Amen. And when I look back, had to draw water out of the well. Amen. Praise God. Had to go down to the outhouse. Like we had an outhouse. Wasn't no in-house. Amen. Wasn't no in-house nothing back in that time. And then I look now and just where I am now, I said, well, thank God. And God, that God gave us a five-bedroom house, got three bathrooms in it, two living areas. Amen. And when I look and see where I came from, I can't do nothing but praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. When I went to school, had three pair of overalls. Didn't have blue jeans, or pants like everybody else. Overalls. You know what I mean? Overalls. Big overalls. And everybody knew I was a fan. Went to school with that. Amen. And now, you can put on what you want to put on and wear what you want to wear and go where you want to go. I thank God. You see, I'm looking back. I'm not just looking at now, but I'm looking back where I came from and what God brought us through. Amen.
Get
out of the cane field. Some of us are working, if you're from the Louisiana area, your mom and dad worked in the cane. They worked in the cane field or the cotton field. Sugar cane. That's what I'm talking about. They're working in the sugar cane field. And God brought them out and gave them a job where they were working for slaves. We don't know how to praise God. We don't know how to praise God for the small things.
You got
to
praise. Yeah, you got to praise. You got to praise.
Amen.
Yeah. Tell me what, Bishop, we have Brother Greg. Bishop,
come
we
on,
got Brother Greg. Not to cut you off, but we got Brother Greg.
Well, we want them when they come on. We just trying to.
See why you can.
Come on, Brother Greg, before we get off of here.
Brother Greg, I meet your phone. Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on,
Hallelujah.
Brother. Come on.
Yeah.
Brother Greg got some awesome testimony.
Yeah.
Real good testimony.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Brother Greg, you there?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I think we got us on
thank
you,
Lord.
Amen.
Get back on the other side of the room. If he's got the phone on the other side, it takes him a minute to get back on the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Trying to give him time, amen.
Yes.
Getting out of the home, y'all.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Greg, you there? Yeah. There you go. There you go. That's his red light. There you go.
How y'all doing?
Bless. Doing great. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Come on in, Brother Greg. Come on in. Hallelujah.
Good morning. I'm blessed. Taking it one day at a time, you know. Taking it one day at a time. Thinking about where the Lord brought me from. Well, I'm thinking about this morning. It's pretty much, you know, if I look back, you know, I can look back. I was just thinking, you know, I'm just sitting back here and I'm thinking about, you know, back in the days how we, you know, got into a lot of things starting off young. And what I'm actually sitting here thinking about, because I was looking at the news and I was looking at how all of a sudden the president is giving the pardon to all of us guys that have gotten arrested for possession of marijuana and selling marijuana and smoking marijuana back in the days and all of this, and thinking about, you know, how our lives have been affected from, you know, the times that we started, you know, with the marijuana and all of that. And, you know, we started off smoking marijuana and then we started off selling marijuana, and it just, you know, everything just kept escalating. But it basically, you know, the marijuana pushed so hard into our neighborhoods, and I mean it was everywhere. But now all of a sudden, you know, it has put a big effect, a big damper into our lives, where it has actually created so much hardship and problems into us black men's lives. Put us in prison, put us in the jailhouses, created big records and led us into other drugs. But it has really put so much into our lives, but then look at what it has caused us far as coming up in life, leading us on from one drug to another drug, but also looking at the problems we've had with our families.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, coming up, we got girlfriends and having babies and all of this. And, you know, we've had issues, big
mm-hmm.
issues, you know, where all of a sudden men are having, you know, getting women pregnant and all of this. And now we've got, you know, women raising babies without fathers and all of this stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know. But at the same time, our records are getting bigger. Now we got guns coming into play where we killing each other and we doing all these other sorts of things. But look at how it's affected our minds. Some of our men have, you know, gone so far to where we can't even come back to reality. You know, but I'm looking at today, they want to expunge all of this. But, you know, the system have already messed our men up. But you expunging all of this, but you ain't done nothing to help the guys. Oh, we go expunge all of this, okay? So what you expunging it? What else are you doing? You ain't making none of the families better. There's so much going on today in the black people lives that y'all don't even talk about it no more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at the TV and they can show you all of the dope things out here and all of the stuff that they doing and crap and killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all ain't talking about us, you know, the African-American people no more. Everything I see today is helping the farm workers and helping, and I'm not trying to be racist, helping the Asians and all of this and that.
Yeah.
And I have tears in my eyes because I don't see hardly anything going into helping the African-American children, bringing them up. You know, the African-American business, helping them grow, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and you're talking about expunging them, and now you got all these cannabis clubs, and, you know, now the government is feeling like, okay, we ain't made no money since we done made this stuff legal. Now all of a sudden it's legal, but they ain't putting no money in the federal government pockets, and all of a sudden they buying, you know, most of their drugs from the cartels and all of this and that, but the guns are still falling off into the black neighborhoods and the fentanyl and all of this. And you know what now? The white supremacists is not even trying to kill us black people no more. You know why? Because they saying, oh, what we can do now, we can just send a train over into the black neighborhoods and just leave it full of marijuana and fentanyl.
Done.
And just, you know, they'll find it and leave it full of guns and all of that. And you know what? They'll go get it and kill each other and spread the weed and the fentanyl, all of that, all around their neighborhoods.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sit back and watch and laugh at it. Amen.
Yeah,
and now we got to figure out how to protect our children, and then we sitting out here. You know, it's so bad now today with all of this crap that they teaching our kids this homosexuality. I'm so fed up with this stuff because I'm looking at all of these lesbian females that are targeting these little girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to be these little girls' best friends,
mm-hmm.
trying to take them away from their mothers.
That's right.
You know, this, you know, it's sad. And it's putting us in a situation where, you know, we don't have options. And then when we do come up with options, we getting chopped down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just like, you know, to even try to talk to the young people today, it's sad because, you know, you can go and you can have your Bible in your hand, but what they, when you, you know, you come and ask them to pray with them, some of them are so, I mean, oh, my God. Some of them are so, they so, I don't even know how to say the word, but they got so much bitterness, angerness, and they come at you like, don't come at me with that. And they be ready to just chop your head off, you know, and you got to keep on, you know, being humble to them. But you got to push your way off of them in a humble way because they're not accepting you. You know? And then I sit back and I'd ask myself, man, did I help create this? You know, as a black man growing up and having doing the stuff that I was doing, and these little young kids growing up watching us, you know, and now here it is, they done growed up, and now this is what they teaching their kids because they ain't got a real whole lot to teach their kids because what they teaching their kids, man, it's just like they don't want you to tell them nothing.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I sit here and I listen to them, you know, holler, and I listen to them, you know, talk the talk and play their music and the stuff they listen to. You know, they kids are sitting here singing it, listening to it, and they chastising their kids with the music, just boom, boom, boom. And you sitting here chastising your kids with this music and you telling them don't do this and don't do that. But at the same time, listen to what they plan. You plan and you trying to tell your kid what you don't want your kid to grow up doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was just sitting and I'm listening to, you know, what this president is talking about. He expunging. But then I'm sitting here and I got to think back and say, well, why is he doing this? Because, first of all, a lot of the wrong kids have gotten caught up with the marijuana and all of the fentanyl and all of this stuff. So, yeah, he got to expunge it because we don't see who is really he expunging it for. Okay. And in reality, you know, you look at a lot of what's going on with the shooting of the kids going to school with these guns and shooting up, you know, shooting the kids up in the schools and stuff. And it ain't a lot of black kids that's doing this. It's a lot of these, you know, Caucasian kids that are coming from some nice little wealthy little families and stuff and they parents and stuff. You know, are the people who got are gun owners,
yeah,
and got a house full of guns that they proclaim they're locked up and they keep them caged up and all of this stuff. But all of a sudden, your child got access to go get some guns. Because if there were black kids walking into these gun stores trying to buy some guns, believe it or not, you know, you'd be then called a bunch of police up there to figure out what is this kid doing.
Right.
Think about what the system is all about. Because they ain't going to let our black kids come walking into no store trying to buy a gun just like that without being notified or, you know, letting them know who's doing what. But you can get a little Caucasian kid. He just turned 18. He can walk in the store and pick out as many guns as he wants and buy them. And ain't nobody go question his demeanor or what he finna do.
Mm-mm.
And who knows? He can pass them on to his little brother. Just as well as the drugs that are out there on the streets. And if you pay really close attention to who's really laid out on the streets, you know, count the statistics out there. You got a lot of Caucasians that are young and out there caught up on the streets in the drugs, and they come from wealthy families.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen.
And the only reason why they want to really clean this stuff up is because of them. It ain't because of us.
Line muted.
It is not because of us.
History, son. History repeats itself.
You know, and it's just, we have to clean us up. We
Amen.
Have to want to clean ourselves up.
That's right.
You know,
Jesus.
And when we get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being out there
mm-hmm.
is when change come about. You know? Because I had to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being out there and had to realize I couldn't get no higher. The higher was gone.
Come on.
When I reached my peak and I kept on trying to get mm-hmm. high and I couldn't mm-hmm. get no mm-hmm. higher. I'm tired.
Right.
It's time to
mm-hmm.
quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know?
Sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and that's when you turn to the Lord and you know, tell him, because the Lord is talking to you and he's telling
that's
you
right.
and he's giving
Hallelujah.
You so many chances, you know, and a lot of times you don't even see all of them chances that the Lord is just telling you, come on, you know, put
Thank
it down.
Jesus. Yes,
God. You know, he told you to put it down when you first picked it up. You know?
Yes, he did.
But you never really realized it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know?
Thank you, Jesus.
Knew you were doing wrong.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, but I'm seeing a lot of stuff that I don't agree with, and it's, you know, it's like we got to really pay attention to what's going on out here because, you know, I see so much going on with our nationality, and it's just like this is sad. It's really sad
yeah.
because
yeah.
it's
yeah.
like I'm seeing a lot in you know, how this homosexuality thing is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm seeing so much, you know, with the females out here, and I call it females loving females, and it's just like, this is like, it's getting ridiculous. I was telling my son, you know,
mm-hmm.
you pay attention to my granddaughter, you know, she's 14, and please pay attention to these girls that she, you know, get caught up with, you know, and you know, the older women out here are out here recruiting. And they starting with
mm-hmm.
the younger girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go out. They meet them at the malls and stuff, and they want to be
mm-hmm.
the best friend. And they showing them how to, you know, put the makeup and all of this stuff on. And
mm-hmm.
then they want to buy them an outfit or two and tell them to come hang out at their house. That's
mm-hmm.
when you want to, you know, start paying attention to who they talking to. You know,
right.
so if you got to go through their telephone, go through their telephone. Pay attention to
That's
who
right.
they sitting up there texting and all of this stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
and find out how old they are that they talking to,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
see, because right now, today, where I live, I see stuff over here that I be trying to tell my manager, you know, hey, this is foul. You know, and I've seen it, and management don't care, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they'll tell you to call security.
Money.
You know,
the police.
You know, nowadays calling 911 and the police, they don't care either. That's why we got so much stuff going on today. You
keep
know,
calling. Flood the phones.
You can flood their phones, but they don't answer, Sister Denise. That's what I'm saying. I've done it.
Yeah,
you know,
other numbers. They got other numbers for the grade.
Just to show you. I sat out here and watched these lesbians beat one down with a shotgun, the butt of a shotgun, at 4:30 in the morning. And I thought somebody was going to get killed. I was calling 911, calling the dispatch office, calling the police office. Nobody picked up. Nobody called me back either. And that really bugged me out.
So when you get a chance, Brother Greg, you talk with the chief of police. Let them know how their employees are working so you can go above them. There's always a way. But praise God. We're going to move on, Brother Greg. Thank God for your testimony. But we got one more brother on the line. Amen. Thank you, Brother Greg. But we got one more brother on the line. We don't want him to get off. We got Brother Anthony on the line. Brother Anthony.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Well, welcome. Welcome back. Praise the Lord.
What's going on?
What you got for us? You got some old, good old testimonies. Today is Friday. A lot of y'all men getting on the line preaching. We need to hear the testimony where God has brought you from. You got some old testimonies where God has brought you from?
I mean, besides him just blessing me every day, I know you guys remember my family passing away and the guy going to jail. And he's been, so they've been trying to convict him for the past 6 months. So, what was it? What's today? Friday. So Tuesday, he finally pleaded guilty to all three counts, of murder. And so now they're going to trial. And so he's going to be going to jail for life. And I thank God for that.
Don't you feel better? Oh, praise God. Look at God.
I do, but I don't. It's like, they're still going. You know, they're still going.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, you didn't kill my family. Like, you know, they're still going. You're going to be gone. All right, that's cool. It's just, all
right. Right.
I don't
know
how I feel
gone.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, he took something from me that, like, it's irreplaceable, you know. And I thank God, though, for keeping me strong, you know, and going
to
the psych ward again.
God.
And,
Yeah.
Me and my wife, we've been good. We've been we've been real good, actually, going on vacations and stuff. I thank God for that. Us being able to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Look at God. Praise God. But, Brother Anthony, you want to give your testimony about the psych ward? Because we got some people right now on this prayer line goes back and forth to John George. That's on our prayer line. You got some testimony. We want to hear some testimonies where God has brought you from.
About going to the psych ward, you said?
Yeah, how did you experience? Yeah, you said you went to the psych ward. What type of experience
was
that?
Yeah, I've been in the psych ward 3-4 times now. And it was, you know, my family passing away. The first time was when my girlfriend, my baby mama had left me. But these last two times I had went because of my family. And it ain't nothing for anybody to go to. I didn't like it. I mean, it kind of helped me, but it just, I don't know. I'm still, you know, in my head sometimes, but, you know, that's when I start praying to God and asking him to just, you know, keep these thoughts out of my head. You know, I mean, the way I feel is I don't think that the whole, it's a sickness that that comes on you when you feel like you want to kill yourself. Because that was my problem is I wanted to kill myself because I didn't want to be there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
but
that's it.
I started realizing my family started telling me, like, man, you got kids. You got 5 kids, bro. Like, you're going to leave your kids. You're going to leave everybody and, have people mad at you and doing it. So, I mean, I just, like, I just read the word now, like, which I've been doing. I know I haven't been on the prayer line. I've been real busy with things here at the house and stuff. So, but the psych ward, it was an experience for me. I would advise anybody not to go in that thing, because it's not for anybody. I didn't like it, but it helped me out a little bit. It kept me. I mean, me getting out, it kind of had me feeling better. I felt better once I got out, but it's just, I don't know. I still be having, you know, thoughts in my head and stuff sometimes, but it's not as bad as it used to. I've held a gun to my head and pulled the trigger, and it didn't even go off. Like, that type of
thing. Jesus.
I don't even understand. It was cocked and everything. And
wow.
My wife, she was there with me, and she was the one that called the people on me and stuff. But that was when, you know, the beginning stages of my family passing away, and I didn't know how to deal with it. Just stay in the word. If you're, you know, keep praying, stay praying for sure. Prayer works, was definitely.
Amen.
I mean, I know as much as you guys have been praying. I mean, I know Mother Denise and Bishop, they prayed, you know, for me and my family and stuff. Prayer works. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand it. You talk to God, you ask Him, you know. But besides that, I've been blessed. I've been blessed. Iraqi dinar. I don't know if you guys know about this, but if you guys don't, Iraq has reevaluated their money. So if you have Iraq dinars, their money is getting ready to it is reevaluated by next year, the beginning of next year. The value of the money, if you have their money, you're basically, so I got $100,000 in Iraq money. Okay, so if it goes up to a dollar, that's a lot of money. One of those printed monies have you like $25,000 or something like that. So I've just been trying to invest into things that is going to help me later on in years. That's what I wanted to say. That's about it. My son started school.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My life is pretty simple. I mean, I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I just, you know, I don't really do too much, but do all, you know, clean the house and cook dinner and lunch and breakfast. It's a difference for me because I was the one always in the hotel getting my rooms clean and stuff. Now I'm at the house, I'm cleaning this stuff now, doing everything I would never thought that I would be doing. Okay, good job. But my life, I've been all right.
Praise God. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. We love to hear your voice and your testimonies. He got more, y'all. He got a lot of testimonies. Amen. Praise God.
Well, amen. Is that all of them? That's the end of it?
Yes. He's the last one. Uh-huh. Amen.
Well, the last one, then. Amen. Thank God for that. That testimony there. You know, one thing we always got to learn, this is a good foundation for everybody. Learn how to accept what God allows.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever God allows, learn how to accept
it. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that is the key to dealing with most situations. If it happens, it don't mean that you're not going to grieve, or don't mean that you're not going to be hurt by it, but learn how to accept what God allowed. If God allowed it, then I have to be able to accept it, because whatever God allows, I can't do anything against it. I can't do anything about it. And so we just have to learn how to accept what He allows. Not saying it's not going to be pain. Not saying it's not going to be hurt. Not saying that you're not going to think about it, but still, God allowed it. And if God allowed it to take place, then learn how to accept it. And then the things that you know how to change yourself, the thing that God lets you know what you can change yourself, change those things. But then if you can't do anything about it, you can't do nothing but leave it in the hand of God. And so no matter what happens to take place in life, change what you can in your life. And what you can't change, accept what God allows. And that is the key to getting through things that take place in your life. That's always been my key. If it's something that I can't do anything about it, I learn how to accept it.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Keep it moving. And that, yes, all that pressure coming down, well, you might ask the question, why did this happen? Or why did that have to happen? Why did that go wrong, Lord? And why did that go wrong?
Yes.
And everything God allows, you have to know that there's a purpose in whatever it is God allows.
The reason.
And so let us learn how to accept that. And what it say, it'll take the load off your mind.
Ooh, want it. Give it to Jesus. Want it? Ooh, Jesus.
Amen. Give it to Jesus. Take the load off your mind. So thank God for that. Amen. That testimony. We don't want to leave today. Amen. That you heard the testimonies and things. And I don't know if anyone want to be saved. That's the thing about it. Whenever the word is heard, and when the word was heard, you know, the people called out and said, in Acts 16 and 30, it says, and they brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, verse 31, 16 and 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt be saved in all thy house.
That's right.
Amen. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straight away. And when they had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Amen. One of the things that we're going to be, if we're going to be saved, after you've heard all of that, that God brought him through sickness, and God brought him through someone being paralyzed, and God brought him through the drug scene, and God brought us through the alcohol scene, or whatever it is that God brought you through. If you want to overcome those things, then you just got to believe on the Lord. You got to believe that he died and that he rose again on the third day, and you can be saved. I know we use Romans chapter 10, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In other words, that God's going to lead you on to everything else that need to be done in your life to change your life. And Jesus is the only one able to change your life. So I thank God for all the testimonies and stuff that has gone for. Amen. I just want to know, is there someone that needs to be saved? You struggling with some things? Amen. You struggling with things went on in your childhood, you know. Maybe you got molested. Maybe you got raped and you're still dealing with it and you need to get rid of it. Need to get it out of your system. It happened to you, and if God allowed it to happen, then there must be a purpose. God's going to turn it around and use it for some good that you're going to be able to help somebody else. And all the things that we've been through, God normally takes those things and turn them around and causes it to work together for your good. Not only for your good, but your testimonies and whom God brought you through work the good for somebody else. And so if there's somebody today want to be saved today, amen, you need the Holy Ghost in your life, we will pray with you on the line. And we just want to thank the men who did come on today. And I'd like to say we invited over 70, Denise, she sent out 70. And I know I had at least about 10. We had about 80 men that was invited, but only about 5 or 6 came. So thank you all for coming today, amen. And now we're going to give time. If you got a testimony for every, I mean, you got a prayer request or something you want to put on the book today, we're going to listen to prayer requests. It can come from anybody. If you got something to say, I'll let you, if you got something to say, I'll let you open your mouth to that too. Amen. Any testimony, prayer request.
I have a testimony.
This is the pre-vote.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Giving honor to God, to all the saints on the line, Bishop.
Thank God for all the new testimonies. I just want to thank God for yesterday. I was in the Boost Mobile.
Line unmuted.
And a young lady walked in, and she was looking around for phones or whatever, and the lady assisted her and helped her out. And the lady tried to, she asked her if she going to pay with a credit card or whatever, and the lady had a food stamp card, so the lady told us she had to go to the store and take the money off the card like that. I was still in there, and so I don't know what I was doing, but then I also was still taking care of the business, and then I left out, and then I forgot. I didn't know how to do the Pandora or whatever. I ain't that good with the phone and stuff, so I ended up going back in the store. So as I was going back in the store, the lady, she was coming in the store, and she asked me, did I want to go to lunch? I said, no, I can go to lunch, but I thank you for asking me. And so she turned around and walked out. And I just, you know, began to ask her, could I pray with her and get the sinner's prayer? Her name was Clara. It looked like Clara had a little mental situation going on. But Clara, out of all that, I'm just trying to say, I had went out to my car and stuff and ended up going back. And, you know, the Lord know what he's doing. That was Clara. And Clara received the Lord Jesus Christ. I wouldn't even get no numbers or nothing like that. But I want to thank God for that soul and ask that we pray for Clara's mental.
Amen.
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 She received the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Clara.
Amen.
But that's just Clara, there's anyone else. Amen. Before we get out of here.
Mr. I got a prayer request right quick, a prayer request for Sister Ashley. Ashley and Anisha, they're in the hospital for second-degree burns. So let's keep Ashley and Anisha in prayer. Amen.
This is not our Ashley.
A-N-I-S-H is Anisha, and then Ashley's only 3 years old. Yeah, Ashley's 3 years old. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? We're going to get out of here. We're going to hold you all day.
Hey, this is Elder Prevost. I have a prayer request. Keep my children in prayer.
Yeah.
Grandfather on their mother's side passed away. And he passed away in the living room where they were at. And they found him. They found him dead. They tried to resuscitate him. They couldn't resuscitate him. So keep them in prayer. But I also want to add, he had a testimony. I wish he was here to tell it. He had beat cancer. He had beat HIV. He had beat a lot of things. He had lived to be old when the doctor said he wouldn't. So that's a testimony in itself. So just keep my children in prayer, and you know, their emotions, not just for the loss, but just for finding him in that condition. Mm. So keep my children there.
Emotional.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, we send our condolences. Amen. Praise God for the loss of a loved one, especially with the children. Amen. That they may be able to accept it, because that's got to be on their mind. Amen. Amen.
Please pray for my, Miss Anthony. Can you pray for my brother and my little sister? They both in jail now. I thank God that my little brother.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. He got cut off. Oh, my goodness.
Who got cut off?
Anthony. He hung up. His phone got cut off.
Amen. Well, praise God. Mother Virginia?
Yes, Bishop.
Come on. Will you pray for our prayer list today? I believe God moving on you. Amen. We're going to listen to pray for our prayer list today. Amen.
Man, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord in heaven, give God some praise for what he's already
He's done so much. He's done things that we have not even seen yet, and he things that we will never encounter. He is protecting us from. God deserves so much of our praise. Praise, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Your goodness is so mercy that is brand new every day, Lord. We thank you for the angels around and about us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the God that is more than enough, Heavenly Father. And you said if we are cared for, Lord God, because you cared for us. You said for us to bring our burdens to you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because your yoke is easy. Hallelujah, and your burdens are light. So, Lord, we bring this prayer list before you, Heavenly Father, and everyone on this prayer line, Lord God, mm-hmm. and everyone that is connected with the ministry. Everyone that is connected with the prayer line, our families, Heavenly Father, we bring everything that concerns us to the throne at your feet, Heavenly Father, casting them on you, Heavenly Father, thanking you, Lord God, that you are the God that heals. You said that you are the God that healeth us, and not only did you say it, but you sent your Son, hallelujah, your only begotten Son, and he was bruised for iniquities, hallelujah, and he was chastised, hallelujah, and the stripes, and by his stripes we have been healed, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. He sealed it. He said it's finished. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for that everyone on this prayer line, everyone on that prayer list, Heavenly Father, will be touched in the name of Jesus. Lord, just like the woman touched the hem of your garment and your went out of you, Heavenly Father, and she healed instantly. Lord, we come interceding on behalf of those, Lord God, that are too weak to call on you, Lord. Those, Heavenly Father, that faith is a little shaky, Lord, because of whatever situation has taken place in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. But we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. And so, Lord, we thank you for healing, Lord. We put cancer in remission right now. As a matter of fact, we kill every cancer cell and declare it and free every cancer cell is dead right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that cataracts fall off these eyes, Heavenly Father.
Jesus.
Of Jesus, Lord, we declare that their vision restored in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that the heartbeat with the rhythm of life in the name of Jesus, every valve is, all the plaque is being removed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that the lungs are clear in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. COVID is dead in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. It is
done. You said,
Heavenly Jesus. Hallelujah.
That whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever in heaven, so we bind COVID in the name of Jesus, and we lose healing. We lose your healing in the name of Jesus. We lose wholeness in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would reach out and touch the minds, Lord God. Hallelujah, where there's depression and oppression, Lord, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we ask
come on out.
Demons that
in
speak
the name of Jesus.
To your children, that speaks to your people, Heavenly Father, causing them to become in the state of confusion, in a state of doubt, in a state of fear. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you right in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. You have no right in the name of Jesus. Right now, we declare that every demonic and every depressive demon is destroyed. It's right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lift up. Lift up. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. In the name of Jesus, cells are being renewed in the name of Jesus. Bones are being, cartilage is being replaced in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing too hard for God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for everything that thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the wholeness. Thank you for replacing and restoring everything that the devil has stolen, Lord. We thank you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray over everyone, Heavenly Father, every family, every household, Lord, to declare and decree that their homes, hallelujah, that there's peace and there's joy in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And now we say, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, we give all praise and glory and honor. As we dismiss today, we give thanks in Jesus' name. We say you're dismissed. We just say amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all. I thank y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate everybody that showed up today.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless y'all. Go to church tonight. Don't forget, we got Holy Ghost service tonight. Come on out. Come on out. Praise God. Thank everybody for coming in. We appreciate you so much. God bless y'all men. Thank God for our men. Amen. God bless y'all. Brother Andre.
Yeah. Well, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Brother Wally, happy birthday.
Oh, I sure will.
Yes, I'm always a happy birthday.
It's like, you want to do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin, till he came in my life. My soul was for sale, till he paid the price. Me like you do. nobody ever cared for me like you. I just wanna tell you that I love you. When I feel the spirit on me, I can't help but praise him. Jesus, you're always on time. Can I get a witness? I'm talking about.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Love that song. God
Amen.
Bless you guys. Thank you for
your,
that.
Your
Amen.
YouTube handle? What is your YouTube handle?
Me? Oh, the Black Prince and Preacher.
The Black Prince Preacher?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Amen.
I'll send the name.
God bless you.
Text group, if that'll be okay.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, God bless y'all. Be encouraged. See you on Monday. Have a safe weekend. God bless you guys. Amen.
You too.
Amen.